All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Before we do the speakers, I have two things I'd like to do real fast. Mr. Nunn, Steve Nunn is here. There he comes. And do we have Kelly Rogers here? If I start coughing, I have a sinus infection, so excuse my voice. But recently we had a meeting, I guess it was the safety meeting, public safety meeting, where we had a very distinguished guest come over, and that was Steve Whittington, who was our U.S. attorney. He just retired. But he gave an award to Kelly Rogers, our chief investigator for Mass County Coroner's Office, in appreciation for service to the citizens of the districts and your dedication and commitment to equal justice and equal opportunity for all. That had to do with the heroin task force. And I'm going to have Steve Nunn explain that. But this is something that was really good. I got to give credit not only to Kelly, but also to our state's attorney, to our coroner, and to our sheriff. Is he here today, John Lakin? But, you know, they all go out and they make these talks to different schools, and they talk about this issue. And Kelly, I think, is the one that got a lot of the information together. Is that being fair? And it's something that is really a problem that is affecting not only Madison County, but it's affecting us nationally. And a U.S. attorney came down and gave Kelly a special thank you for what he's been able to do to help fight this problem. And I'm going to have you speak first, Steve, and then we're going to give this award to Kelly and have a picture taken.
All right, Chairman, thank you for that. Kelly was given an assignment back in 2009 to work with the U.S. government collecting intelligence information on the heroin deaths that we were experiencing. They skyrocketed. They went from 7 deaths in 1 year to 18 the next year to 26 the next year. And since that time, we've been averaging about 24 to 26 heroin deaths a year until this year, where we're sitting at 43. So that's 43 heroin deaths this year. We're about ready to double the amount we've had. There was a task force that was started to try to combat this problem. Intelligence concerning what was going on was very important, and Kelly was assigned that task to work with the U.S. Attorney's Office. He took that task and he embellished it. He made it better than what the original goal was, and it so impressed the U.S. Attorney's Office that they had contacted me and said they would like to give Kelly that special recognition for his public service, and that's what happened to Kelly at the public safety meeting last week. So with that, we honor Chief Investigator Kelly Rogers.
I was very honored to receive this award. I thank my boss, Coroner Nunn, for allowing me to take forth and take off with this project and to work with Mr. Gibbons, Mr. Whittington, DEA, and the U.S. Attorney's Office. Without his approval, I wouldn't have been able to accomplish what I accomplished today. In order to accomplish this, I had a lot of mentors in my life who taught me that if you're going to do something, go 100% at it. One of them was Major Connor, the number one person who helped me with that goal was our chief deputy, Roger Smith. I met Roger Smith in 1986 when I joined Long Lake Fire Department, and he brought me up through the ranks through the fire department and now here at the coroner's office, and I appreciate everything that he did to get me where I'm at today. So thank you.
Do I have Justin Hemmings in the room? Is he here? Justin Hemmings?
He's a golfer.
Justin Hemmings? Okay, we'll put a hold on that. He's the Edwardsville High School state golf champion. And if somebody sees him come in, we can do this later. But if not, we'll maybe do it next month. He's probably out golfing. It's a nice day. It's getting dark. Okay. We do have two speakers on the agenda today, and I have them down here as the order of when they came in. The first one is William Lyles. Am I saying that right? Junior? Is he here? You can come on down. Now, take your time coming down. When you come down, you have 3 minutes to speak. After you spoke for 2.5 minutes, you hear me do the gavel, and at 3 minutes, I will cut you off. But if you have anything that you in writing that you want to put down to give to the county clerk, she'll put it in the agenda. And you take your time, and you just go right over there. How you doing?
As you stated, my name is William Lyles. I'm here to speak about the 380 Bethel Road property. We addressed this issue back in We addressed this issue in May of this year, and the board resolved the issue, we thought, and that they stated in order for Mrs. DeClure to continue to house those horses in the barn, she must put up a barrier along the rear fence, the rear property line. And basically, she's not done that. She's not acted in good faith. She put up two trees and then asked the planning committee, the planning development committee, to accept that because she felt that it was enough. Well, we took pictures, went back before the planning committee, and showed them that it takes at least 16 trees. She had also submitted a letter stating that to buy these trees, it cost roughly $150 per tree, and that would cause a hardship on her. So she wanted to reduce it down to 7 trees. Well, one of us, Mrs. Metchler, went to a tree farm and found out there are some trees out there that sell for $35 a tree. And it would take more than 28 trees. It would take 34, but still be cheaper. So basically, the committee ruled that then she'll put up the 34 trees, which is why we're back here again, to get you to affirm that she should put up those 34 trees. You know, we've been going at this for a little while, and Mrs. DeClure has been defying and trying to wiggle her way out of, you know, her responsibility. And we'd like to put a hand to that. Thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker, Leonard Metzger. And just take your time coming down. You don't need no falls. And you have 3 minutes also. After 2.5, you hear me do the gavel one time.
My name is Leonard Metzger. I'm a resident of Collinsville. First and foremost, the gentleman that just received the award left before I was able to come up here. I'm just going to say that the work that he did hits closer to home than you might think. I had somebody that I work with just a week ago bury a 26-year-old son from a heroin overdose. I would have never, ever expected that. And I think to a large degree, most of us would think the same thing. So those efforts and that award was well-deserved. I used that time because Bill basically explained the situation. I stood here 7 months ago, voiced my opposition to a number of variance requests. You listened to that. You made a decision. You gave 90 days, which was sufficient time, we thought. It was not complied with by putting up that barrier. There was a request for an extension. Mrs. DeClue was given 60 additional days. They still weren't put up. Now she's coming, and she's asking the Planning and Zoning Committee to put up 7 trees instead of 30-some-odd. Etc. We met with the Planning and Zoning Committee the other night. I do believe that the resolution that they came up with, that they are going to present to the full board tonight, is acceptable. We can live with it. And I ask that you you back them up with it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Correspondence.
Chairman, I have a
We have a letter from the Mississippi Lime Company regarding equal employment opportunity. We have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation notifying a company they have been awarded a contract for a job. Letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding a material proposal. Letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding an agreement. Letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding county correspondence. We have the jail inspection report, the monthly report of the county clerk, circuit clerk and recorder, the monthly report of the coroner, and the jail population of the from the Sheriff's Department, and the treasurer's monthly investment report. That's all.
Okay, and under appointments, we're going to do six separately. We're going to split those out. And on number three, the Madison County Code Adjudication Hearing Officer, we're working with Mr. Gibbons at this time to come up with an appropriate person to fill that position. That will be done next meeting. And we had 60 days to fill the county board seat down in Granite City, and we will be doing that next meeting. Terry Davis and his wife were on a vacation. I couldn't get a hold of them before the meeting to talk to them, but when they come back, we'll get that set up. So we'll do the appointments 1, 2, 4, 5, and 7.
Chairman, you have the Alton Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau. John Hopkins is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Leroy Emmerich, who has resigned. The Mitchell Fire Protection District, Jeff Sobolo, is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Lois Esterprice, who has resigned. The Madison County Housing Authority, James Gray, is recommended for reappointment to a new four-year term. And the Sheriff's Merit Commission, Mark Ringering, is recommended for reappointment to a new six-year term. I'm sorry, I missed one. The Madison County Park and Recreation Grant Commission, Ron Parente, is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term.
Could I have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. I just want to mention that Mr. James Gray is in the audience, who is the Alton NAACP president. So I just want to recognize you being there and his newlywed. He just got married within about a week ago. So he's on his honeymoon. Right? We'll go ahead and do Mentory Sanitation District. We have two appointments, and we're going to let Mr. Petrillo, you want to bring those in? We're going to bring them in separately, so you have to bring in one at a time.
Okay.
So
I'd move that we accept the recommendation for reappointment to Frank Lobb.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. On the question.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to tell you what.
Mayor.
I said mayor, didn't I? I did serve on the city council a little bit longer than the county board, so I guess that sometimes I get a little nervous. I'm not a great speaker, but off the cuff, I do okay now and then. But I got to know Frank Lobb when I became a member of this board, and I knew of him on a political level probably more prior to that at different functions. Well, then I got to serve and work with him here, and some of you remember that he was a former member. But since then, Frank and I have played some golf, so I've got to know him on a personal level. And believe it, I like him even better now because I know him on a personal level, and even though I can't beat the guy, he always seems to score better. I find him to be a decent, honest, and a person that is not afraid to question. And I can't recommend anyone more highly.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Roll call.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Ms. Champagne, come on.
The question is, part of it is, for this board, I'm curious how the logistics happen on how is a chairman chosen for that board? Is it an appointed or is it elected by that board member?
The chairman of the district is elected by the board members down there. There's two appointees from St. Clair County, and there's three appointments from Madison County. They are going to have a reorganizational meeting in January, and I think right now, as the vice chairman runs the meeting, After January 1st, the person that we are trying to make chairman of that district is Mr. Jim Pennekamp. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. They wanted a roll call on this. You did want a roll call on this, correct?
Mr. Dunston, may
I? Mr. Madison.
Mr. Dunston, you and I talked this week a little bit about what's going on at MESD. And while Mr. Lau might be a wonderful person, I think that entire board showed a little bad judgment, quite a bit of bad judgment. Several times they have voted to send work to one of their own board members. And, you know, we're all adults, and we know what a conflict of interest is. And I would caution that board to consider that in the future. I know that things are going to change there a little bit, I'm sure. I hope they do. And I just wanted my opinion to be voiced.
Yeah. And that's good. And let me tell you, Frank's the one I went to when this hit the papers to make sure that they passed a resolution immediately when no one could do business that's on the board with the board. So they took that precaution. I will say, report to this board, too, that the director down there, and I got to watch, you know, I think he does a good job, but he had a stroke. He doesn't have a car that he can use anymore for mental resanitation purposes, and I just think I had to mention that, too. But and I do think Jim Pennekamp is going to do a tremendous job when he gets appointed as chairman of that board. We'll vote on Frank Lobb now, so I'll say roll call.
I need a second.
We have a second? I'm sorry.
Second.
We got a second? Roll call.
You need to do it for me.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Oh.
There's a second up.
Tracy?
I think it's all.
Okay. Motion carried. On Mr. Jim Pennekamp, and I just want to say I had 12 people applied for this position, and I think every one of them or most of them could have done the job. And I include Helen Hawkins in on that position. I think Helen's done a tremendous job as a county board member. But when I looked at this appointment, I actually went out and recruited someone to take this position. Jim Pennekamp was not – he did not contact me. I contacted him. I want to make sure that's clear. This is such an important issue that we were facing. The number one issue that we had to face, that I had to face as county board chairman, was get these levies up to the 100-year level and ultimately to the 500-year level. And we were going to have the 100-year level by hopefully early 2017. And let me tell you, Jim Pennekamp, once we get these to the 100-year level, we have to come up with a way to maintain them at the level. And it's going to be a lot more maintenance than what had to happen in the past because of all the relief wells and things of that nature that took place. Jim Pennekamp, when I picked him, he has the experience with the Corps of Engineers. He's been on the Flood Prevention District for 7 years, which is a non-paying position, by the way. He's used to be the Economic Development Director for the City of Granite City. He was a leadership council. I mean, this guy's got the credentials like you wouldn't believe. And I'll tell you what, he's got the contacts, and that's why I went out and recruited him, because I wanted to make sure we had the right person in the right place at the right time. Plus, I'm also making a recommendation to the board members I appoint. I've already talked to Mr. Kern from St. Clair County, who has 2 votes, that Mr. Pennekamp be made chairman of that district come January at their organizational meeting. And I think Jim Pennekamp's going to do a tremendous job. And I asked him if he's – did he come to the meeting today? Jim Pennekamp, if you want to stand up and just be recognized, I just want to have you stand up and be recognized. And Jim Pennekamp will do a tremendous job. And would you put that as a form of motion to make Mr. Pennekamp?
Yes, sir. I'd like to put that in a form of motion that we accept the recommendation for the Metro East Sanitation Board.
And is there a second?
Second.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Sorry.
Okay. Motion carried. Thank you, and congratulations to Mr. Pentecamp. And I want to mention that Mr. Lobb is also here, so Frank Lobb, if you want to stand up and be recognized real fast, too, you could. Thank you. Okay. We'll get on with the agenda. First thing on the agenda is the Buildings and Facility Management Committee. Mr. Asadorian.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. We have the 2016 holiday schedule passed by the majority of our committee. I'd like to present it for passage.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second? On the question, all in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Is no there further
anything
business.
Else? Okay. No. County Institutions Committee, Mr. Petrillo.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
And fellow board members, the County Institutions Committee is pleased to submit the Madison County Historical Museum and Library Progress Report for the time period of January 1 to June 30th of 2015.
And, we have a do we need a motion on that? Yeah, we'll just place on record then.
Yeah, it's just
okay.
Record.
And Mr. Minner, if you could bring in the executive committee separate first, I would appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the executive committee has a resolution concerning wage for non-bargaining unit employees. And this was passed by the executive committee.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second? On the question, roll call. Excuse me. And by the way, I do have a dry throat, so if I start coughing, I apologize. Minner, if you, Mr. Minner, if you could bring in both, we're going to do number one separately, which I believe is the one you want to have separated.
That would be number two, the reappropriation.
You want number two separated. Okay, we're going to leave number two separated. And then go ahead and bring in 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And if those objections, we'll go ahead and bring in the F1 also.
Okay. The Finance and Government Operations Committee have 8 items for your consideration. Number one is summary report of claims and transfers. Immediate emergency appropriation.
You want to bring in that separate. Bring in number two separate.
I am.
Is he? Okay.
I skipped.
I'm sorry.
Three.
Okay, sorry.
One.
My
three.
Mistake.
You were just straight.
I'll have to start all over.
First mistake I ever made.
Emergency appropriation 2015 IEMA hazardous material emergency preparedness grant. Immediate emergency appropriation 2016 Child Advocacy Center Illinois DCSF FS grant. Immediate emergency appropriation 2016 Health Department HIV grant. Immediate emergency appropriation 2015 year-end various grant funds, resolution authorizing use of appellate prosecutor service, a resolution authorizing settlement of workman's compensation claim file number 14-030. This is signed by all members of the Finance Committee. I move for your approval.
Bring in F1, too, please.
Okay. We have a resolution to purchase 10 new model year 2016 police interceptor utility vehicles and 2 new model year 2016 police interceptor sedan replacement vehicles for the Madison County Sheriff's Office. This is also signed by the committee. I move for your approval.
We have a motion. We have a second. We have a second on the question.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I've got a question on the transfer of the $3.2 million
I thought she said that was in two.
That
okay,
is in
I'm sorry.
Two?
Is it in two or is it in one?
I'm pretty sure.
It's in the group Jackson.
So I think it's in number one then, isn't
yes,
it?
Transfer.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Okay, so what you might want to do, I'm sorry, that's what a little confusion there, is go ahead and bring in number one, Jack.
Okay.
And then let me back up here.
Okay. We'll have summary report of claims and transfers. And we'll bring in two later, right?
No, wait a minute. Is that I'm doing that wrong. Bring in number two. We're going to separate number one.
Okay.
Is that
Thank you.
Is that what you want separate? Excuse me. So bring in number two. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll do it last time. I apologize.
I'm not confused. We have a reappropriation resolution, which is number two.
Okay. And you move for that adoption. Do we have a second?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're now voting on is E, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and F. Any questions? Roll call. Motion carried. And I apologize, Mr. Minner. If you could bring in number one, please, now.
We have summary report of claims and transfers. This is also signed by the committee, and I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on a question. Mr. McRae, you want to speak to it?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So we're transferring $3.2 million from the general fund into capital projects.
That is right? Correct.
And so I guess my question is, if I looked in the budget, we had budgeted $1.5 million.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this 3.2 is not in addition to that 1.5, or is it?
The 1.5 is included into the 3.2.
In 3.2. Okay, so then that leaves 1.7.
Yes.
Right. So what is that earmarked for? Is that for the jail, or?
It goes to capital projects. And let me tell you, I think on everyone's desk, we have a list.
Yeah.
Okay. So just to tell you where this stands at now, and by the way, we do this every year. This is how we do our capital projects. If you look on the list, if you got the funds available for the project, we do not we have enough funds now to do the top two things. That is the $2,061,000, and also the $5,893. We have that in the capital budget.
$5 million,
is that correct, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. And what we and what you look down on the later part is things that we have that additional that's going to have to come up down the line. And I think as is right now, we have $3.2 million that could go towards those projects, you know, in the future. So, you know, the way we do our capital projects is very simple. We've said we would set a $1.5 million, and then when we do budget savings, we transfer that over. And I'd rather have that transfer over than stay in the general fund because I don't want it to go into budgets. I want it to be used for one-time expenditures.
Right.
Now, two things that we have to caution on. I think that next year we'll probably reduce the levy again, and I'm hoping that we can do that, and I hope the board will support that. But the biggest elephant in the room, so to speak, is what's going to happen with the state of Illinois. And two things that the state of Illinois has been looking at in the past, and I don't think it's getting any traction yet, but until they get a budget, I have a concern. One is they look at our share of the income tax, and they also look at what we call, is it replacement tax? And if we would lose those items, you know, we wouldn't have any money to transfer over in the future. So until the state budget is approved and we know exactly what they're doing, it's pretty hard to cut anymore. I think the prudent thing to do is to balance this out. If the state passes a budget, we don't have any more cuts or whatever, the next year we can maybe look at a levy reduction. But if they get into our income tax or into our replacement tax, we could have a problem. And we don't know what they're going to do. The money is still, you know, the $3.2 million, we still don't have enough to do all the items on the bottom.
Right.
But these are one-time expenditures. We have done this, I think, ever since I've been on county board. This is the way we do our capital projects, is by doing this at the end of the year. And it's, I don't know what else I can say. I mean, this is the way we do it. And it's, they're one-time expenditures. And you know, once again, you know, we listened to the board and listened to the people, I guess you would say, when they said they want to have the jail project done in-house. We are doing it in-house now, not going out borrowing money. And so now we're transferring monies over to do the project. We have enough to do phase one. We don't have enough to do phase two. We might not even do phase two. That's a decision that the board's got to make down the line.
But until we know what the state budget is, it's really hard to I don't know what we're going to do if they get into the income tax and they take the replacement tax. We're going to have some problems. And you know, right now, we're paying things today out of our budget that is paid for by the state of Illinois, and we're hoping we're going to get reimbursed. And so there's issues going on. And there's other things that the Finance Committee is aware of that, you know, is down the pike, that things that are probably going to come available that we will have to be paying for, you know. But we just want to be – I think our county is in great financial shape. I want to keep it in financial shape. And I don't think we're trying to hoard money or anything like that. We're just trying to be able to meet our obligations. And next year, hopefully, with this board's support, we're going to have another levy reduction. But let's see what the state of Illinois does first. Okay?
Mr. Dustin, did you say that 3.2 or 1.7 million is going into future projects?
3.2.
Okay. Any other questions? Lisa?
Yes, sir.
Excuse my voice.
I want to thank you for giving us the capital projects from 2015, 16, and future projects that are unbudgeted. I thank you, and I will review that since I just saw it today. I know we have roughly $9.5 million in the capital projects fund, and the adding of the 3.2 gives us roughly $12 million. And I know from 2015 we had $2 million in projects that we had to bring over that weren't completed, and still that money is for. So that drops us down to roughly $10 million in the capital projects fund. I also know that we have still a reserve of roughly, what, $20 million in the general fund.
I think it's at a six-month reserve, is that correct?
And that's our six-month reserve.
Yes.
And I understand we do need that to see what the state of Illinois is doing. But I just wanted to say I'm hoping I haven't been able to review what projects are done or completed in this project, and I'd like to have a further conversation with you at a later date.
Sure. And by the way, this is nothing new. This has gone through Buildings Committee. I mean, these projects, these are all – I mean, we talk about these projects. If you want, anybody wants to go through Buildings Committee or whatever, these projects are being talked about. And you know, and if you know how capital projects go on, something always comes up. And, you know, things that we don't know about, you know, it's a work in progress. So we just, you know, continually try to keep working forward. But, no, we'd be glad to share any information with any board member. By the way, you can come in to talk to me anytime. You can talk to Joe anytime. And you can talk to all the different committees. Okay? Roll call. I'm sorry, Lisa. Judy. Now I'm going to have roll call then. Go ahead, Judy.
Okay. On the jail project, the $5,830,000, okay, this is included now. So when the rest of it is, the total $9 million?
The $5,830,000 that you're talking about is not included.
The project is about $9.3 million,
right.
9.4.
That's phase one.
So that's for both phases.
The amount is set then. I mean, as a future date, are you just going to say that the amount?
Right now, we've budgeted $3.5 million, and it's included as an unbudgeted item below the balance of the 9.4.
So the price won't change regardless of what's budgeted now?
That's what our estimate is for the project. It will change once you go through bidding and things like that, but that's still the current estimate for the project.
Okay. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
That's all I have, sir.
Okay. Grants Committee, Mr. Ballone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow county board members. The Grants Committee has one resolution for your consideration this evening, a resolution authorizing a park and recreation loan to the Village of East Alton. I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. We have a second on the question. Roll call.
Aye.
Ms. Hawkins? Ms. Hawkins? Okay. I most carried. Anything else, Mr. Maloney?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Information Technology Committee, Finance and Government Operations Committee, Ms. Gorman.
Chairman, fellow county board members, the Information Technology Committee and Finance and Government Operations Committee has one resolution. This is the DevNet for those of us. It's a resolution to renew property tax, CAMA, online property inquiry, and permitting and zoning software license, maintenance and support for the Madison County IT Department. And I move for your approval.
We have a motion. We have a second. On the question, roll call.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. I voted yes. My machine fell apart.
Okay. No problem. We'll put that down as a yes vote. Okay. Anything else, Ms. Gorman?
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Planning Development Committee, if you bring in I and J, please.
Mr. Chairman, members of the members of the board, Planning and Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. Please note that resolution Zoning Board of Appeals findings and facts, zoning case Z150088, was tabled at the committee level until September of 2016.
Wow. Okay.
When it runs out.
Okay.
Zoning resolutions. Resolution authorizing demolition of unsafe buildings and structures. Resolution to authorize green school program funding, 2016. Resolution authorizing grant for yearling funding to the Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District, 2016. I so recommend.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second? And just for a clarification, we had two speakers here today. That's included in your recommendations to do what they were asking for?
Yes.
Okay, so that is included. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all. Thank you.
Okay. Public Safety Committee, Ms. Glasper.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. Your Public Safety Committee would like to submit its report covering amusement licenses, and I ask that it be placed on file.
We will do that. Thank you, Ms. Glasper. Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Tricano.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has property trustee resolution, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on a question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tricano?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism.
Transportation Committee has 10 resolutions for your approval tonight. They've been signed by all board members. I can read each one if you want, or you could accept it as a package. It's up to you.
Do you have 11 on yours?
I have an 11.
Okay, so we have 11, right?
We have 11. I apologize, Mr. Chairman. Sort of interrupted me.
Would everybody just want him to make a motion to approve those 11?
Yes.
Make a motion for an omnibus adoption.
Yeah. Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second? Okay. On the question, we don't have to list them. On the question, roll call. Okay. Planning Development, who meant to vote. We'll make sure that change is made. Mr. Simonism, you had anything else?
No, thank you, Mr.
You did a great job, yes. I like that mayor title. Anything under new business? Okay. We have to go to the Health Department Committee. Ms. Hawkins, could I have a motion to approve the minutes for the September 16th Health Department?
Yes, I make a motion to approve the Health Department.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Second on the question. All in favor by sign of aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. Mr. Holliday, do you have an activities report?
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I ask the Health Department to be placed on file as presented.
We'll do that report. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
You just beat me to the punch.
Hey, Alan.
I just want to wish everyone a happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and yes?
Did you approve the minutes from last month's meeting?
We just did.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah, you were talking to Jack,
I thought that was a separate meeting.
Yeah, we did approve those. But I want to wish everybody Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Does anybody else have anything they want to add?
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? All in favor by Sanders. Mr. Dodd, I'm sorry. Yes, Mr. Dodd.
Mr. Chairman, I have received a couple of phone calls in regards to your appointments of Mr. Lobb and Mr. Pennekamp. And I, as a county board member, and my colleagues as county board members, I firmly believe you have the right as chairman to appoint who you want to appoint. And I and my colleagues as county board members have the right to vote yea or nay for who you want to appoint. The problem I have is I was left a message on my answering machine that I don't know if you're up for office or not. But for the people that are up for office, if they don't feel like supporting this thing, the Republicans will be out after them. Well, I want to make it dang clear, I got a lot of Republican friends on this county board, and we voted and passed a lot of issues together. I don't know where this Republicans will be against the people up for re-election come from, but I think that's a pretty bad tactic to use, because I think we've all worked pretty damn well together on different issues, and that's my opinion.
And I will just say, I think the Democrats, Republicans on this board overall work very well together. And we have a motion to adjourn. All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Hey, Mr. Chairman.